Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Ease and Abundance. I'm so excited about this episode because once you start letting this part of you spend more time behind the wheel, driving the bus, you'll become magnetic. Once you start showing up from this place, you will become a magnet to what you desire, living your most aligned, magnetic, and abundant life. If you would have asked me in my 30s who was driving the bus, I wouldn't have said my authentic self. I wouldn't have even known what that meant. So today we're going to talk about what does it really mean to show up as your authentic self? Why does it matter? And how do you even figure it out? When you start peeling back the layers and stepping into your true self, it changes everything. Not only does it feel freeing, it makes you magnetic to opportunities, relationships, abundance. You show up differently. And when you're tuned into it, you're unstoppable. Anything is possible. And what an incredible feeling that is. And no, it doesn't mean we're not ever going to have challenges, uncertainty, pain, fear holding us back. But it's how we bounce back. Solid mindset, emotional intelligence, resilience, clarity. And when the path isn't clear, we have trust in the process. We're just taking that next best step. So I'm going to dive right in. When your mind, body, and soul I'm referring to that inner wisdom, that inner knowing, that inner compass, are in alignment, we are coming from a place of authenticity. When you are viewing life through this lens, you are open to opportunities and synchronicities and tapping into that inner wisdom. It's when your actions, words, and decisions come from a place of truth, authenticity, not fear, lack. You're not people-pleasing, no societal expectations, but it's you. You are at peace and in the flow. You trust yourself and your capabilities. You feel joy. You have the deepest respect for yourself. You don't get stuck in trivial daily drama anymore. You know you're enough and you are present. And that's where the identity work comes in. Who is the version of you that already has what you desire? You start showing up as that version. And that's how you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, despite what your current reality is. From your authentic self, you take action from those intuitive hits, those whispers, those nudges that say, you should do this. You should start a podcast. You should write that blog. You should reach out to that person. You should go this way. Now, does that mean we should be showing up as our most authentic self 24/7? Of course not. That's impossible. That would be exhausting. We have to feel the human things. But it's the bounce back, right? It's how we bounce back from those setbacks. We all have these parts of us that hold us back, our ego, or shadowy bits. Those parts of us aren't bad. They give us all kinds of important insights. And they're not something we want to push aside and ignore. They tell us a lot about ourselves. And they can show up when we least expect it. They're pointing out where we need to heal, grow, and evolve. This is why the work is never really done. It's like that phrase, new level, new devil. You'll uncover new layers to work through. We all do at some point. But here's the beauty in that. The more aligned you become, the easier it gets to navigate. You'll start recognizing those patterns and limiting beliefs faster, and you'll move through them with more ease. How can you create the life of your dreams if you're not even being honest about what you want? If you're afraid to show up as you, afraid to take up space, you have a subconscious fear of being seen, or you're stuck in the cycle of people-pleasing, you're blocking yourself from the very abundance you're trying to call in. Here's an example. Let's say you want to build a business, but deep down you don't believe you're capable. Maybe you've got that voice in your head saying, I'm not smart enough, or who am I to do this? Those beliefs aren't just thoughts, they're energetic blocks. And until you release them, they'll keep you playing small. So how do we shift those beliefs? How do we start stepping into authenticity? Well, it starts with awareness. You've got to know what's holding you back before you can release it. But when you start peeling back those layers and shifting into alignment, it's like the clouds part. You feel lighter, clearer, and more capable. That's where the magic happens. And so I want to talk about the mind-body connection here too. Think about how your body responds in moments where you're embarrassed and maybe your cheeks get rosy and like you can't help that. Or you're excited and you feel butterflies in your stomach, or you're stressed out and you feel tension in your shoulders. These physical reactions are your body's way of telling you something, whether it's excitement, hesitation, or misalignment. When your mind and body are out of sync, it's harder to tune into that inner wisdom. So if you're feeling stuck or uncertain, start paying attention to what your body is telling you. Are you feeling restless, tired, tense? These physical cues are clues guiding you to pause, reflect, and make decisions that align with who you truly are. So I talked about the mind, body, and soul, and how when these are in alignment, we show up as our most authentic self. As a certified Mind Rebel coach, I love teaching the Mind Rebel method because a big part of it is getting clear on who we are and where we're going. This process deeply explores our authentic self, how it looks, feels, and how it shows up in our lives. But there's so much more to the picture. There are other two mindsets that can play a role, the rebel mind and possibly the guard. These are the ego-driven, shadowy parts of ourselves. This is a super powerful technique. So we develop these personas. We create these characteristics for mindsets and explore how they influence us. This is called metacognition. By bringing awareness to these parts, we take something that's super abstract, like a limiting belief or a fear, and make it more concrete. This awareness allows us to recognize when these parts are showing up and driving the bus, and we're able to shift through them more quickly. The problem isn't that we have these parts of us. The issue is when we take action from this place or inaction. When we view life through this narrow lens, we're very limited, right? We're not going to hear that inner wisdom. It's just going to take us off in the dirt road and maybe we fall in a ditch and then we go down this random path, but we can get back up and on track. That inner wisdom, that is always here. We can always come back to that. So here are a few examples of how the rebel mind and the guard can show up and hold us back. Let's say you come up with this exciting business idea, but almost instantly you think, there's no way I can actually pull this off. I don't have the skills. That's your rebel mind. You're offered an amazing opportunity at work, but your first thought is, ooh, but what if I fail though? And then everyone sees I'm not as good as they think I am. That's the rebel mind driving the bus. You're motivated to get in shape and you even buy the gym membership, but then the rebel mind whispers, what if people stare at me because I don't know what I'm doing? You're excited to share a win on social media, but as soon as you're about to hit post, you think, what if no one likes it? Or what if I come off as bragging? You feel inspired to try something new, maybe painting, writing, or I don't know, like making really cool things out of clay. And your friend tells you, you're amazing. You should monetize this. And then you think, oh, I'm not talented enough. People will think it's amateurish. Or maybe you're pumped to attend an event and meet some new people and build your community. But as you're about to go out, you think, what if I say something stupid? And then you're left lying in bed thinking about how cringe you were. Okay, here's a good one. You pick out an outfit. It's kind of different, but you love it and it feels amazing. But you think, what if people think I'm trying too hard? Or you're single and you feel a spark with someone new and you're like, this could be amazing. But then you instantly put up a wall, self-sabotage, because you're just going to end up hurt anyways. And that's your guard. So those are just a few examples. It's building walls, self-sabotaging, because what's the point? And when we really get to know these parts within ourselves, we begin to recognize them in others, and that's incredibly powerful. This is where it helps us be less reactive. It strengthens our emotional resilience. Authenticity is really where it's at. If you want more in life and you want to start being more intentional and showing up as your most authentic self and really step into your deep deserving energy, I have a 3-month program starting soon called Meant for More. Just click the link below to get on the wait list. And remember, your authentic self is your most powerful self. Until next time. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.